Drew Barrymore, How She Became an Angel.
Drew, tell me the story of your life in 2 minutes.
I was born at 11.05 a.m. in Brotman Memorial Hospital. I'm a Pisces with a Gemini rising. I love astrology. It's indicative of something, I'm positive. I remember my childhood very, very distinctly, as if it was like a Super 8 movie that gets played back in my own head. It's like a dream.
Bad dream?
No, good dream. Interesting dream. Indifferent dream at times, but never bad. I never once thought of my life as a bad thing for one moment. There were times where I might not have understood why things were going the way they were going or why certain lessons had to be so harsh, but I never questioned why I had to go through these things. I always knew it was for a higher purpose.
You were an E.T. practically as a baby. Now, did you want to act and that's how it happened, or were you plunged into E.T. and lo and behold, you're an actress?
Well, when I was 11 months old, my mom took me into an audition for a Gainsburger Puppy Chow commercial, and the dog bit me on the nose, and everybody sort of went, lawsuit, and I just looked around this room of adults, like, with these panicked look on their faces, and it made me laugh, and I started laughing, they're like, hired! So that was my first job, and I think my mom thought that this was a good thing for me.
You went into rehab. Mm-hmm. Those were difficult times?
Yeah, that was tough. Yeah. It's hard when you're young to go through something so scary, but it's strange because I think a part of me could have become so bitter from that, but I'm so grateful because in turn the best thing of my life came from that, which was the deepest appreciation for freedom, the outside, how good life can be. It's not that you see things that other people don't, you just have this weird knowledge that I don't wish upon anybody, but if you have to get it, it's very worthwhile.
You know, I look at you, and you're so young, and you're so fresh, and you're so beautiful, and then I know that when you were, like, about 14 or so, you tried to kill yourself. I mean, it breaks my heart.
If you can believe that a person can grow and therefore change, which is what makes me understand why I had to do and go through some of the things I had to go through. I'm such an extraordinarily different person now. The value I have for life means more to me than anything.
Okay, look ahead. Where are you going to be? Ordinarily, I'd say 10 years, but where are you going to be 5 years from now?
What's the dream? Same one I've had since I was little. To be on a farm, to be with lots of animals, to be with someone I love. And one night it'll rain, and I'll know that I finally got there.
One night it will rain? Mm-hmm. What does that have to do with it?
I love the rain.